How you reach emergency roadside assistance? My name's Alyssa. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yes, ma'am. How you doing? Good morning.
Good morning. Are you calling from a safe location?
Yes, ma'am, I am. I'm at my friend's house and I need to get a jump.
Okay, we can get you assisted with that. Can I get the spelling of your first name?
RACHEL, last name White, WHITE.
Okay. And what's a good callback number for you?
The one you have on file, but it's 337-570-3955. Can you hold on just one quick second? I apologize. One quick second.
Okay. You're fine.
Ma'am?
Yes, I'm still here.
I apologize about that.
You're fine.
Okay.
I mean, would you like to receive mobile text updates on the status of your service?
That's fine.
Okay. Message and data rates may apply. Can I go ahead and get your member ID number?
Can I give you any other information? Because I don't have my thing with me.
I'm sorry. Unfortunately, I will only be able to look it up through the member ID number.
Okay.
Is there any way you could reach out to your... Well, have you used roadside assistance with us before in the past?
No, I think I never needed it.
Okay.
But it's a Toyota... Hold on. Let me get the information for you. I got to walk up to my car. Can you please hold for me?
Okay.
Thank you for being patient.
No problem.
Thank you. It's cold. I'm while I walk you back down. Okay, here it go. It's all documents. Policy change with me. I don't know which one you don't need, but let me just click on this one. Okay. Okay, not that one. I spelled the DocuSign. It's pulling up.
All right.
I should have wanted my PDL. Hold on a second. Okay. Thank you.
You're fine.
Okay, here we go. What information do you need, Ms.?
The member ID number.
Would that be that's the policy number, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Four,
Is it
four, four.
okay?
I'm sorry. 446-316126. Rachel F. White.
Okay, do you see a number with a dash in it at all?
No, ma'am. All I know, the last age I had was 469 because I was renewing my stuff. I don't. No real.
Okay.
Hold on. Oh, what does it say? Document envelope ID. Why did it say policy change request? Just about. Okay, hold on. Maybe. What is this right here? Romeo.
Okay, just the roadside assistance policy numbers or member ID numbers are usually about 9 digits. Sorry, 7 digits with a dash in it. And that one's not producing a policy.
I don't know if this is it, but would it be, I don't know if this is in all of my work, because this is a lot. Is it, you say it's only 8 numbers, huh?
It's about 7 numbers.
Just numbers?
7. Not just numbers, just ma'am.
I want you to tell me what's going on with my, because I guess I don't. Okay, come on, let me go back. Gotta get some glasses, shall we? Okay, let's see. Okay, hang on. So the audit was done on the 7th. Okay, what is this one right here? I think you can see it right here. We have to probably go and okay, here goes a computer. Oh, I think I found this here, though. It is. It is a co-passing number. Is it 6544? Wait, 6544-631-6126.
Okay.
Maybe that was what I want to read all of this.
All right, that one brought up a policy.
You did?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I didn't see that. Those two numbers. Okay.
Okay, you're fine. And for security purposes, can you verify the address on your policy?
159. Oh, well, I changed it. 3003 Windchase Boulevard, apartment 608, Houston, Texas, 77083.
Okay. I'm not seeing that one listed. Could it be the older address?
15910 FM, 529 Road.
Yeah, that's the one that's still listed.
Okay. I told you to change it. Okay.
And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle?
A Toyota Corolla. 2014 black.
All right. And you said you needed a jump start?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. And do you know if your vehicle is backed into a parking space or forward facing?
It's cool enough to get my battery charged.
Okay. And are there any vehicles parked around it?
Hold on one second. Give me one quick second.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yes, I'm still here.
Okay, yeah, he could get to it.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, and do you have an address or a location of where the vehicle is currently?
Yes, ma'am. 19318 Desert Moon Drive, Cypress, Texas.
You said that was desert. What was the second word?
Like desert. I'll spell it for you. It's 19318 Desert, DESERT, Moon Drive, Cypress, Texas.
You're trying to say, you know, it's not spelled. This is the
jump. 7-7-4-3-3.
Okay. Okay, you said that was 19318 Desert Moon Drive in Cypress, Texas.
Yes, ma'am. 19318.
All right, I got you mapped and located. I'm going to go ahead and reach out to a provider to get that service out there to you as soon as possible. You should receive a text message with their contact information as well as their ETA when they're going to get there.
Okay.
All right, well, thank you so much for calling, and I do hope you have a better day.
Okay, so somebody will contact me and let me know when they're in the vicinity?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I appreciate you. Thank you. Have a good day.
You as well. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for your patience.
No problem.